new dimensions of the Spirit has come upon his ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to ask you to make your way to the altar. I hear the word volume. Volume. Having the capacity to hold a new dimension of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 talk about the gifts of the Spirit. We're going to begin to yield to the gifts. Once you believe that God has spoken to you, let the Holy Spirit check it, and then we're going to flow. Word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning the spirits. Many of you all are ready to go. I've been training you over the years. Now it's time to go to deeper yielding to the Spirit. Sometime the Lord may give you a word. No games, no showmanship, yielding to the Spirit. You understand? Now those nine manifestations there in 1 Corinthians 12, I think that's the right chapter. I know many times people have had a word. I know some of y'all who you are. You wrote it down, but you couldn't release it. Because there's a certain amount of training has to be done before spiritual words are released from an individual, that an individual may know that it's not them, that it's God. You got to stay humble. You got to stay meek. But there's a lot of more manifestations that the Lord want to begin to present to us as a church because you've been faithful. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, actually, I'm glad you're back. Sometimes the Lord want to use you. I know that. Sometimes the Lord want to use Myrtle. I know that. She have a word burning her heart. Heather always had a word burning in her heart by inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We're going to aim to yield to what the Spirit want to do at large. You have to be trained for this. If not, it's going to be just a game. You know, somebody just trying to show they're so spiritual. Then you got to set them down. And then there's some embarrassment. This is a strong. I want all the praises to get up here. Pray in your territory. Pray in your territory. The praises. How many praises I got here this morning? Come up here and start. You're going to pray. We're going to pray in a few minutes. Pray in your territory. Now, when you talk about virgin, get up here with me, Leroy. When you talk about virgin, sexually, that's somebody not having had no sexual relationship. Well, is virginity or being a virgin in the spirit, moving into a territory you have never been properly. That's a strong word there. Properly. Now, you will enjoy the benefits of a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. Those are powerful attributes that the Lord placed in the church. But lack of leadership caused it to become, instead of a blessing, become a curse because people start misusing it. But I'm pressed now by the Spirit of God that you too, sometimes the Lord speak to you. I know who you are, Ronald. Sometimes there's others. I'm just calling a few names. Lord, I mean the Spirit get to moving and get to speaking and give us divine insight, and there's a person who's going through a problem who need to hear that word. That's why the Lord began to use the whole body of Christ. But you got to be trained people. You can't be a straggler for to be used by the Spirit. And see, I thought the best way to talk is those who come for prayer. We're going to cover the other one until they learn. See what I'm saying? So I need you as a structure covering, because you're here to pray, to tune into the Spirit. This is no game. And so we've been training for years. I think the time has come for to let the gifts flow as the Spirit lead. As the Spirit lead. There will be interruption of regular. Let me say that again. Interruption of regular. When the Spirit of God is flowing, there's really no pattern. He may go this way, left, he may go right, he may go up, he may go down, he may go deeper. But by our love for one another, we need to know how to flow with one another. Quite natural, there'll be some mistakes made. And that's what leadership is about. Call them to the side and say, next time, handle this another way. Now, if you can't handle that, don't even try. Because in the Spirit, there always must be training in the Spirit. But if I hear these words, a full flow. See, a full flow, everybody question or get answered. Everybody hurt will be ministered to. All right? And so we opening, hallelujah. We opening to the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to have free course. But yet in divine order. Now I got the elders out here. I got the elders in here can rebuke you. Because they're enough, full enough in the Spirit, they'll pull you on the side and say, be quiet right now. Let's check with the pastor before we do that again. Ooh, I don't want that. So shut up then. You know, so I guess another word is coming now. Greater expectation. Write that word down. Greater expectation from the Holy Ghost. Now I'll be yielding to him as we deal with the apostolic and prophetic sonship this morning. You know, we talked about apostolic last Sunday. He added prophetic, apostolic, and prophetic sonship. It's an area that is fresh. It's an area that need to flow now. We have to walk more in authority now because satanic forces are walking in authority. And the church has to be in her full blast anointing. And so I'll go back over some things this Sunday, address some things, pause, and let the Spirit of God speak to us. Because But glory to God. Kathy, you're going to sing some more than you've been singing. Yeah, where that boy wife at? What's your first name? Paulette, yeah. Yo, we just flow. We're going to flow. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
I said, Lord, you want me to go out there this morning? So I sat in my chair and got all comfortable, and then I got uneasy. So, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
Look at somebody in the eye and tell them places you've never been. Hallelujah. I have to train and develop my sons in deeper dimensions of the spirit. And I think we'll start this morning. There will be presence that's going to come upon us this morning. Even when they're singing, whatever. We're going to flow whatever way the Holy Ghost want to flow. And I'm here now, F-R-E-S-H. Now, there's a few people we're going to have to pull. There's a few people we're going to have to drag. There's a few people going to lag back and look for the same old thing. But we're going to love them and hug them and drag them. Love them, hug them, and drag them. Love them, hug them, and drag them. Because they want to go farther, they just don't know. You see, if you don't know, the normal is not right in the spirit. You heard that? Yeah, normal. There's no normality in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can change, do something different, do it a better way. We got to know how to yield to Him. I'm just trying to talk to you a minute. What we can expect in the service, we're about to turn the Holy Ghost loose. What I said?
About to turn the Holy Ghost loose.
Ooh, everybody. Yeah. Everybody get blessed. When you turn the Holy Ghost loose, everybody get blessed. But you see, there's a certain period of training. We've been doing it for years. And in my private prayer life, the Lord began to speak, now I want you to take them farther. Tell them that they can yield to the Spirit. Just don't yield to the flesh. Make sure it's the Spirit. Are you seeing? Are you listening to me? Now, I know that men have had words that was from heaven. But the timing wasn't right, because the body has to be strong enough to receive the word to understand that it, God get all the glory. I've been in many moves of the Spirit in my training. I have a lot more to learn. But I sense the presence of God right now. A lot of things, listen carefully. You've been held back from, you're about to step in. But see, by stepping in, now you're going to know how to handle it. You'll never let nothing get ahead of God. Blessings must not get ahead of God. Now, they're going to be skeptical, people who are skeptical. That's all right. They have them in every congregation. We just work with them, keep loving them, keep flowing in the Spirit. You get the places you need to get. Healing, miracle, sign, and wonders will impregnate this place where the Holy Ghost can move, you understand? Holy Ghost said, give me freedom, and I'll wipe everything out that's going against you. And so I think we got enough people who have raised high enough in the spirit now to know this is not a show. This is to glorify God. Keep the two words in your mind, three words, glorify God, magnify Christ, edify the body. You see the three words? See, building the body up so the body can be more susceptible to what God want to do. The spirit world In the spirit world, you can't get adjusted. In the spirit world, you're always loose and harnessed at the same time. Listen carefully now. You're loose and you're harnessed at the same time. Because if you're not harnessed, you're going to be too much looseness. You got to have, you can't be vague in the spirit. You got to have a target in the spirit. Are you following me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whew. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a difference between gifting and drifting. We don't want to start drifting, but we'll flow with the gifts. Push and come and have something they're dealing with. They haven't told nobody. But the Holy Ghost know they're dealing with it. And so the Holy Ghost will speak a word in her. She'll come out with it, give God all the glory. Don't know who we're talking to. Save that person's life. So we got a few minutes. Let's begin to pray about this. These encounters and yielding to the Holy Spirit with balance. Shete rolo mama shata. Kuro baba shikete le monkash. Kuro baba basata. Shata ta 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 ta. Everybody come to the altar. Because we're about to go into a new territory. I need everybody. Neptune, y'all move around the altar all the way around. Aleleboro na 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 kat. Ura ta katarolo masha katat. Ura ba 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 satat. Guru, call Maitreya, tell me need to be here. Shata tararo kosher titi de titi. Ah, kuntele barat. Thank you, Lord. We as a body yield to the gifts of the Spirit. We yield to the Holy Ghost. Oh my, shata talala bakishihi. Thank you, Lord. Katoro ro baba sat. Rabba basati di. Ruba baba 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 sata ta ta ta. Now miracles will start happening. I'm gonna need you to bring the testimonies in. During these times, which is going to be stable time for us from now on, miracles going to take place, signs and wonders, things out of the ordinary going to take place in your life, in your family, in a situation, as you're prompted by the Spirit, bring the testimonies in. See, right now, I have a testimony right now. Minister's wife, was attacked, she fell, bust her head. I won't give you no name. Bust her head, and the call was made, and I answered the call and give direction. And the Lord told me it's going to be fine. And they called back and said she's fine, and she up. They're going to keep her overnight, but all our pressures are in place, and she's doing fine. And that's the kind of action. That's the kind of thing that we want to have. Go ahead and lift your hand and praise God some. Ha ta ta lo ba sha ta. We got to operate as a family now. Sa ta ta ro lo ka sha ta ra ra ta ti si. Ro ta 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 ro ku shi. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Flow through this place. Meet needs. Ka sha ta ta. Make us stronger. Ta ra ra ta ta. We'll last longer. Glory to God. Ha ta ta ro lo ka sha ta. Oh, yeah, but ta 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 ta. Oh, ta 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 da ka sha ta ta da da ba 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 sa. Cha sha ta da da ka sa ta ka ta ta da. She bro sa ta. Gifts of the Spirit are given to us to profit with all. Profiting in the Spirit. Ha ta ta. See yourself profiting in the Spirit. Ha ta ta da ro ka sha ta. When you profit in the Spirit, you profit everywhere else. Ha ta ta ta. Glory to God. Thank you, God, all Father. Sha ta ta la la ba sa ta. Ra ba 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 sa ta 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 ta. Sa ra ta 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 ta. Ta ra ta ka sha ta. Ra ra ta 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 ta. Turn every person loose have done you wrong. Turn them loose right now. Leave them at this altar right now. Don't take them back home with you. Don't let them get back in your car. Don't let them get back in your mind. Love them and turn them loose right now. Woo! What a leap. What a leap. Love them and turn them loose. Let the Holy Ghost handle it. Oh, Rabba. Somebody, Ah, my. Oh, my. Love them and turn them loose right now. You're going to flow more in the Spirit now. Get that person off your back. Sha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-sa. Sha-ta-ta-ra-ra-ba-sa. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Cha-sa-ra-ra-ma-ma. Sha-ba-ma-ra-ma-ma. Sha-ma-ma-ra-ra-ma-ma-na-na-na-na-sa-ya. Sha-ta-ra-ra-ba-ko-sha-ta. Sharada basa ta ta ta. Now get this on your mind, and we'll close out. Get this on your mind. It's very important, these three things. I think they're all found in John chapter 3, I think it is. A man will not receive anything unless it come from heaven. Then he must increase. What's the verse of that verse? That's the only way we're going to be using the Spirit. He must increase and I must decrease. And then he talks about when you function in the Word, God enables you to function in the Spirit without measure. That's John 3. I think it's John 3. I know John 3:30 is one of them. John 3:34 is another one. But he must increase. See, when you're going to be used in the gifts of the Spirit, you always must think about him increasing, not you. You don't want people looking at you. See, because you're going to get in your flesh then. And then you're going to add on to some stuff. God said four words, you're going to say 14. And so you got to be mindful of that, all right? All right. See you in service.